Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Speaking of Rob Corddry and Harold and Kumar and stuff like that, I was recently listening to something or whatever, and I noticed they had like a compilation of everyone always saying "God bless America."
Mm-hmm.
It just dawned on me, what a fucking stupid ass saying, by the way. What a fucking stupid. There's like 200 countries in the world, Cody. Probably more than that, actually. Now that I think about it. What the fuck makes think Americans think God gives a shit about America?
Yeah, especially in this day and age, given the history this country has had, what would make one think that? You know what I mean?
You don't hear when you go to China, Egypt, or Africa, I'm sorry, the Europe, you know, and they don't say, may God bless this country, whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. What the hell does that even mean to you, Cody?
Well, first off, I'm not religious, so... So knock that out the bat.
You sure about that?
So by default, it don't mean shit to me.
Okay, cool.
Not a fucking thing. So yeah,
it's just interesting. I was just like, yeah, he don't give a fuck about y'all. Like, you think this man? Okay, let's just say this man exists, all powerful, all being Cody. Mm-hmm. I imagine he's sitting up there like the architect in the Matrix. He's got fucking monitors.
Right, yeah, monitors. Thing like Lucius Fox.
In a white room. He looked like Colonel Sanders, is what I think. Mm-hmm. I imagine, actually, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I get to them pearly gates and I see Colonel Sanders standing there and he tells me, I'd be like, I knew it. Mm-hmm. I fucking knew it, because you were the first to ever discover seven herbs and spices. So why the fuck wouldn't you get to be recommended as Jesus?
Right.
So, the seven herbs and spices are fucking delicious. I don't give a fuck what you put it on. It's always delicious. So, people like, man, fuck this dude. Seriously. How dare you equate my God to fucking seven herbs and spices? So, anyway, he's sitting up there looking like this motherfucker, twirling his beard every now and then, fixing it and shit like that. He looks at Jesus. What you think? Look good? Jesus don't know, because he got hands up in the cross and shit, so he ain't got no style, so he wouldn't know shit about that, whatever. And he just flipping to it, and he just says, look here, my boy, that's America right there. That's my shit right there. That's my shit. He's like us when we pick the Lakers and shit like that. Like, that's my shit. That's my... Ooh. He looks at presidents and shit. Remember when Clinton was in that motherfucker? Ooh, they couldn't be touched over there. So this man, all powerful, all being, he in America, we really think that he just sits up there in the sky watching all these monitors and shit, just picking out what's his favorite top five all-star team as far as countries go.
Mm-hmm.
America has been that number one all-star team for generations now. The land that we stole from Mexicans and Indians.
Right.
Jesus Christ. So, yeah, so, somehow we made the top of that list, though. So I was just thinking about that or whatever, because, you know, it is Sunday. And, you know, I mean, what better way to start the show off than talking about the man up there?
Man upstairs, yeah. It is his day.
Yeah, and, you know, the best way to start that off, Cody, is with a good friend of ours.
Yeah, very good friend of ours. Okay.
Give a fuck what you think, bitch.
Okay, Reverend X. All right. Yes.
Your thoughts ain't my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I'm straight from the survival scroll. Bitch, off.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Next caller. Yep.
Yeah. That was a beautiful sermon here.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Reverend X. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Reverend X. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So whenever you in doubt, my friends, and you don't know what to do next, you cut that bitch off. Hey, you cut that bitch off. Next call.
Next call. Yeah.
So when you, that's the.
That's a t-shirt right there. Next call.
That motherfucker flown through the survival scrolls right now, whatever and shit. So, you know.
That's the new Oblivion game, right? Skyrim.
Yeah, no, that's the new Assassin's Creed game.
The survival scroll.
When you get to be Iron Man and shit, whatever. And stuff, and you flow through that shit or whatever, okay? So the next time you having trouble in life, and life has got you beaten down. You feel like you need to get on your hands and knees and you go like, but my name's Billy. And you just like looking up into the sky and you feel like praying. Don't even do that. I got four things for you to say. You cut that bitch off, okay? Whatever it is. And same thing, and you know, women might hear this and be like, oh, is it just a bitch? No, no, no. Dudes too. They can be a bitch too. So yeah, you cut that bitch off too, whatever. Sure. You cut him the fuck off. Okay. Hey. Because 9 times out of 10, most people's problems is another motherfucker they fucking with anyway. So, you know, just cut that bitch off. And that is the tip of the last drop today.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, so like we always say, living up is not
short show ever. Message.
Today's message of the day, cut that bitch off. Sponsored by Reverend S of the Last Drop Podcast. Speaking of the Last Drop Podcast, this is the Last Drop Podcast, and it is Craft Beer Drop Week.
That it is.
And I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Speaking of Assassin's Creed, Cody sent me a fucking clip or something or whatever that I really didn't want to watch. Whatever.
Yeah, man. A little article there. Got some new skins coming
skins
to the game. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what we call it.
Or outfits or armor sets, whatever you want to call them.
That's what we call it now, huh?
Yeah. It's a little unofficial Marvel tie-in, man. I got an Iron Man, a Thanos-inspired outfits in a Assassin's Creed Valhalla game for some reason.
Motherfucker look nothing like Thanos.
I like how they skip all that. They didn't have the most obvious one by like a Thor. You know,
the most obvious. Whatever. I mean, Thor is in the game.
He's in the game, right? Yeah.
So I don't understand why they just don't let you play as him and then give him the fucking Marvel armor. Then, if that's the fucking case, then if you want to make some DLC of the shit, so that game's still alive, apparently, still alive and kicking.
So. You know, that has me thinking back on it too. Like all these other companies are like one upping. Assassin's Creed before they get to the punch, because I was just thinking about, you know, they had this doing one about Holly, the latest one, it's like Norse inspired, and God of War did that shit in 2018. They killed it with that game, absolutely murdered it. Meanwhile, Assassin's Creed Valhalla over here, and then with the whole Japan thing, evidently, I think they might still be doing a Japan game, even though Ghost of Tsushima exists. But I don't even know why the fuck they would try at this point.
Why the fuck would you make that your next game? Why the fuck would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you?
Know.
Maybe they listened to the last drop and they said, we're going to get that JB back.
We should have got three games of Bayek in Egypt and surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Left it with that.
Yeah.
We should got a Bayek trilogy.
Honestly, he could have even left Egypt or whatever, as long as I get to play as his character. I mean, I don't even know who the fuck this dude is you playing with in Valhalla. I mean, he does rap battles.
I did hear about that. Yeah.
I gave a nice review of it, and I told you he did rap battle. He does rap battles. It boosts his charisma up. Yeah. So you got a Vanilla Ice looking motherfucker going around villages, posting up rap battles in an Iron Man costume. Now they tried to say when I watched that video, oh, it's like Stormtrooper. I was like, nigga, that don't look nothing like no Stormtrooper. What are you talking about? That looked more like the Predator than it does Stormtroopers. Like, what?
Oh, shit.
I swear to God, they just, Disney's hot right now. Let's get that Star Wars and that Marvel shit.
That's what it is, yeah.
Did you watch that fucking video? They said Star Wars over and over, and I just kept looking at that cause. I was like, that looks nothing like a Stormtrooper helmet. I just seen a Stormtrooper helmet. It looks nothing like that. Stormtrooper helmets are very iconic, and you can tell them from a mile away. Mm-hmm. The first thing that popped in my head when they first even started talking, I said, oh, my God, it looked like the Predator. And sure enough, they even ended the video saying, it's got like this Predator-esque whatever, but most people will recognize it as a Stormtrooper. I was like, nobody recognized that as a Stormtrooper.
No, nobody.
And then they even got the audacity to put a fucking Unibeam on this motherfucker. And then tried to say this will get players that like playing the Iron Man to play this motherfucker. I was just like,
they put a fucking Unibeam on him. Oh my God.
Then in the video, they even said, Cody, the Unibeam ain't even accurate because you can't aim the motherfucker. So you got.
I'm sure.
I was like, wait, hold on. You can't even. you can't even pinpoint this motherfucker where you need to hit. You got to be like on a certain angle and shit like that just to hit this motherfucker. What is the goddamn point of it then? That Marvel tie-in though. So, and the Thanos armor is not even Thanos. It looked nothing like Thanos armor. They just gave you Infinity Gauntlets on both hands. And apparently you got Infinity Stones. And apparently they give you attributes that use as the weapons you're holding, whatever. They boost the weapons.
That sounds fun.
I said, that don't sound like Assassin's Creed to me. that sounds like Avengers.
Yeah, I think Ubisoft, well, I started with Assassin's Creed meaning everybody a long time ago. So.
Yeah, yeah. Which is weird because the Bayek game just came out like, what, like 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
2016?
2018?
2018 might have been the Spartan one.
Okay, well, so year before, 2017.
Right? Yeah, so it's probably been the year before 2016. So 2016, 2017. All right, so we're looking at about a good 5 year time difference here that the Bayek one came back. And I remember when that came out, I said, it ain't a perfect Assassin's Creed game, but I was like, this is a fucking great game, and it's a good start to get them back on the right track to
making
to get
good games again.
Yes, that part, yeah. Making relevant good games too.
Yes.
And then that Spartan shit came out. And I knew I didn't like that game. But the longer I kept playing it or whatever, I was just like, yeah, it's starting to look like more like some bullshit. And then I found out I was playing on, because I guess it's the origin of like the Templar side, realistically, how they began or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it made me dawn on it. And it's like, I don't really give a fuck about that. I really don't give a fuck about their origin. I don't give a fuck how they started. I just know they need to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what made the funny thing is you don't even play as a Templar, so that's what makes it least interesting. I guess compared to Origins, whatever, you play as like the first founder of the Brotherhood or whatever. So you're just like, that's kind of dope. That's kind of really cool. You kind of see where the ideologies come. You get to the Spartan game, you're just like, yeah, you just killing a bunch of fucking foes as a fucking Spartan or whatever. You
know?
Has no assassin traits whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I really could give a fuck less about it. Then this Valhalla shit came out, and that's when I just, an hour and a half into the game, I was just like, probably not even that. Might have been 45 minutes, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I didn't give a damn about it no more. I think an hour and a half was the mark where I said, fuck this franchise.
Yeah. How far the apple has fallen from the tree. Rest in peace, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. And there's this new this armor unlock now, or purchase that they want you to buy for probably like $29.99 or some shit.
Some bullshit like that.
Yeah. That was the point where I just really went like, yeah, this shit just became Fortnite.
Yep. This what it's turned into.
Fortnite. And
that's where we're at with the franchise now.
It's so funny because I knew that movie was dog shit, but I'd rather watch that movie than play that Valhalla game over and over again.
And that's how bad things have gotten.
Mm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Just think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how bad it is. That movie was shit. Nobody on the actor's fault, by the way.
No.
Yeah. More than the creative team. You can tell that they, the people that made that film or whatever, you could tell like they've seen the game in poorly.
Mm-hmm.
They clearly have somewhat of an understanding of the game itself. They just wanted to take some creative liberties, though, and say, we're going to do this, though. Some of the I forgot what that fucking, the animus things or whatever. I actually like the animus design in the
movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of cool that, like, as you perform in the animus, it trains your body on the outside. Where I was like, that makes fucking sense. I don't want to hear nothing about this bleeding effect memory shit that just makes you fucking get all your memories back of you being some assassin or some shit like that. Yeah, that sounds like a video game type shit. Okay, so I can give that a pass, whatever. But yeah, Valhalla can suck a dick. Not only that, it's longer than the movie, too. It's long as shit. It don't know when to end. And then it ties a tie-in with, like, probably one of the worst games of the fucking franchise, the third game of all of
them. Yeah. Assassin's Creed 3. Yeah, that's when, yeah.
Sorry. That's what it ends with, too, showing you the caveman. And I just looked at that and was just like, they thought they was going to get my dick hard with this, didn't they? I remember looking at that. I was looking like that dude that was all in that meme, whatever, just going, huh. And now that was more like, so we tying into the third. Oh. Fuck this franchise now. Fuck this. Which is funny because in the third one, I actually liked the Desmond shit a lot in that one. That's when they killed his ass, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Who they send it? Is it Jupiter? It's Jupiter,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gets descended upon Earth.
Yeah. She's
free. And then they don't follow that shit at all.
Yeah, the next
in any of the games.
You playing as some clone or something like that with a tablet in your hand, and all you see is motherfucking hands like he doing judo chops and shit. Mm, right? Yes. There, walking with, and I'm going to tell you this right now. There's nothing more than a franchise killer.
Judo chops.
There's nothing more of a franchise killer is when they take your protagonist and they turn that motherfucker into some hands that just walks around the game and shit.
Literally floating hands, like one of them shitty VR games.
Yeah. Like Call of Duty and Battlefield with two of those that done that too. They used to have main important characters in the story, and then they just said, don't nobody play this shit for story. Put some hands in that motherfucker or whatever and have people just stare at you and look at you. That's exactly what the Assassin's Creed game. Then they finally, with Origins, they brought a person back.
Mm-hmm.
Layla. He's like, ooh. Finally got a person again or whatever. Yeah, we could play as her shit. She's a little cool, too. Then they decided to fuck that all up, too. And it's just like, all right, they clearly not learning.
Nope.
I think the whole Desmond thing, too, was to kill him off because the fans kept asking for it, except for me and Cody.
Yeah, I was like, why?
Yeah, because the gameplay started getting kind of bad. And then when the third one came out, it was just like, yeah, don't kill Desmond. It's the most interesting thing about this whole fucking game.
It really is. Yeah, he was the heartbeat of the goddamn story. It was based around him. Well, I don't know why you want to kill him off so fucking quickly, because you saw how the story took a turn for the worse after he died.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Right? Where are we at now with this whole Assassins versus Templar thing?
I don't even
and
know.
And then the first civilization.
You know, the funny thing is,
and all that shit.
Desmond kind of became like Sam Witwicky in the Transformers universe and shit. Mm-hmm. They bring that motherfucker up all the goddamn time, and you never seen a face of no more. Mm-hmm. Desmond's the same fucking way. They bring his ass up so much, he's like, you should have just kept him fucking alive then. Then they made books on this shit, Cody. Apparently he had a son and shit like that. They thought they could bring that into the game.
Boy, what?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, he got a kid.
Wow,
dude.
Fuck those books.
There's even...
Wow, all of a sudden, huh? He ain't mentioned it not once.
There's even hints of it. Games. There's even hints of it too in the later games, whatever and shit. There's like
really,
you know, those codex files and shit you find, whatever. They like hint to it and just like, dude, fuck off, please, with this shit. You shouldn't have just fucking killed him if that was the case.
All right,
you know, now it's all about finding a descendant of Desmond because of the same genes and shit. Mm-hmm. It's like you shouldn't have fucking killed him.
Yeah. Stupid shit, dude.
Yeah, it's just really dumb. Fucking dumb. You know what? They did bring Jupiter. They did bring her back I always forget the name of it. Syndicate. They brought her back in Syndicate.
Okay.
At the end of the fucking game as a credit.
I think season. I kind of remember that scene, like watching it on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. She apparently was like building a clone army or something like that, and they was using the Apple of Eden artifact that they found here, which was a veil to like. Apparently that thing healed you up, your body, if it was decomposed. So that's what they were using to use the clone. They showed that shit for a quick second, and I swear to God, I don't know who was the voice actor of Jupiter or whatever it may be. It looked like they digitally artifact that bitch. Because she was all just sitting still, just like, hello. Or I was just like, wait a minute, hold on. I thought this was a computer graphic in the first fucking place. What?
Yeah.
Why she's looking like she's just been replaced and rebooted and shit? It's like... Cortana moves better than this bitch now. What's going on here? What is going on right now? So yeah, fuck that Assassin's Creed game series now. I'm done with that thing.
Yeah, that shit has been dead for a while, actually. We just haven't like realized that. We had a little hope it would come back with Origins. There was a brief moment of hope there, and then after that, no, they just said fuck it all over again.
Even the DLC was cool as fucking Origins.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be like a attacking the gods and shit like that. It's just like, oh man, that's so fucking cool as hell.
Yeah.
It's something we never seen before, whatever, you know? And they really fucked the ball on that one, whatever. They really fucked the ball on that. I mean, I'd love to see Bayek go to Japan. I don't know why they just.
That would be cool. That would be really cool, actually. I didn't even think about that. That'd be really cool.
I don't understand why they just won't keep one character. It's just like swinging for fences to get one. And by the way, now they just don't give a fuck because now they let you pick between a man and a woman now, whatever, because they can't make up their fucking minds what they want to do and shit. And then only to find out one of them is not even part of the canon of the story and shit. So it's like, why are you even picking two then? But I digress. That's Cody's favorite franchise right there.
Psych.
Yeah.
Fuck my nose. Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed is like the Lakers right now, you know? They started off really. It was amazing. Yeah. Actually, it was amazing. They was the Showtime Lakers at first, Cody. And then, I don't know what the fuck happened. Kobe retired. That was a what's his name? Ezio. Kobe retired.
Yeah.
And then we just got like these strings of like it could be good or whatever. And then you just like we realize when you look back at it, you're like, man, it went nowhere. It actually went nowhere.
Nope.
And then LeBron was Bayak. Oh, yep, he came in there and showed us so much promise and hope, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
He came in, he nailed it. He gave us that championship. That was, it was it. And then, funny enough, 2 years later passed after they won that championship. And 2 years passed with that game, too, because two more games came out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And them games have gotten worse, just like them fucking Lakers.
Yep.
I'm starting to see a pattern here of what I like.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting there, whatever. So, Blue Run will be next. They'll follow that.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah. I won't say that. Blue Run actually has hope. They have an S on their chest, and they explained it to me.
Nice.
Yeah, they told me what it stands for in their language. It stands for hope.
Oh, there's a Blue Run. Oh. But I thought there was a whole ass Blue Run language I didn't know about.
No. I saw it in this movie once or whatever and shit. This Cody, I don't know if you knew this, but in the alphabet, the letter S means hope.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw it in this movie. You should go watch it sometime, actually.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. I think I'll watch it. It's long, I'll give you that. It's really long. Shit.
Yeah.
It's long. And this dude, he didn't even know about his alien heritage or whatever and shit, but he explained this shit to this human character very well or whatever and shit when he told him, This ain't no alphabet, bitch. Okay, we don't got no ABC.
Even though it looks like an actual S on his chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he explains it pretty well, though.
Okay. All right. I'll watch the movie, and maybe it'll make sense more sense when I watch it.
He delivers it with great passion too.
Okay.
Like you really believe
it. You believe it. Okay.
I didn't, but I mean, some people did. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
Maybe I'll believe it. Yeah, or maybe I won't. I don't know. I'll see.
I didn't believe a fucking word he said. So I was like, I think I said this motherfucker's the enemy. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. And it turned out he was the enemy right after that, too, because he started like blowing up shit. Yeah.
Wow.
And if you can give that a 99% chance or whatever, out of the 1% chance or whatever, that then you got to take that chance and.
What?
There was some math involved in there or whatever too from
what
another
the fuck you just say?
Yeah, from another human character.
It's a sequel
to that one, by the way.
So there's two of them.
Yeah, and he brings up some math like that or whatever and shit. Okay. You know, if there's a 1% chance out of there, Cody, you got to take that chance.
Gotcha.
Yeah, out of the 99% chance, though. So.
I mean, I'm no math whiz, but I don't know if that sounds exactly correct. But, you know, I don't know. I watched the movie. Hey, maybe it'll give you better context.
This man was a billionaire, Cody. You going to question a billionaire?
Man. That's true. You should know his finances, right? Or not finances, but numbers, I guess.
He hired someone to know it. I know that for sure. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so he ain't got no legs no more, though. He lost his legs.
Oh, shit.
Matter of fact, he did because he was in a wheelchair and he died from drinking Granny's peach tea.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was an explosive peach tea, let's just say.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, the movie sounds kind of cool, man.
Yeah, because the man with the hope thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Hope on his chest, whatever shit. He just stood there. He watched.
Oh. Because of hope, right?
Well, he is hope.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
He just, hopefully he just couldn't save them motherfuckers, I guess. So, yeah. But I'll let you be the judge of it and stuff.
I'll get my own opinion.
Yeah, it's a little indie film too at that.
Oh, okay. So it's one of the little lower budget kind of, you know, intimate quaint films. Yeah,
they had a big budget, but it was pretty huge actually.
Oh, okay.
Very, very
cut that bitch
show. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, where were we at?
That was my thoughts when I ended that, when I got to the ending of that, a little indie film, or whatever. But you might enjoy it or whatever. There's a bunch of capes and stuff like that in there.
Ah, okay.
You like capes?
Nice. I do like capes.
Yeah, capes. Yeah. I can see you wearing a cape. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking like the black nerd himself and shit, or whatever, you know. Yeah, I could totally see that. You look like a Phoenix Jones reincarnation. So, yeah, I can see that.
All right, yeah, all right, I respect that.
Help!
Help!
It was that motherfucker was like superhero in training or some shit like that. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's dead now, by the way, people. he didn't call out his last string for help. Now.
Gage, nobody came.
No.
Like he yelled help. He just kept yelling help. Nobody showed up.
Yeah, a bullet showed up, though. Yeah. Wasn't that motherfucker changing in a book in a library somewhere, too?
Probably, right? He probably just getting his reading on, like any other good citizen. And, you know, duty called, I guess. I guess the Phoenix alarm went off. Or he saw the logo in the sky.
The Phoenix alarm.
He was like, wait, there's trouble afoot. And then, you know, he went to the bathroom, I guess, changed into his Phoenix Jones outfit. Yeah, he just went to work, man. Probably took an Uber or two to get to the crime scene, you know. I mean, he couldn't skateboard there. That would have taken too long. And then the wheels had to get, you know, spit shine and oil. You know, he left the WD-40 at home. So, yeah.
Oh, is that why he doesn't do it anymore? Lift got too expensive for him?
Oh, I thought you said he died.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure he did now. You know, the superhero's dead, but I don't know about the real person, you know.
Oh, superhero. Oh, superhero. Yeah, he was. Okay, gotcha.
He buried that mask. That mask got buried, man. He
okay, all right.
Look, I'm bullshitting, but there's no way he's still doing this.
Okay.
There's just no way.
Hey, you never know, man. It might be that one moment. Remember when Bruce Wayne came back? He looked at that suit.
I also
started shaking shit.
I remember him dying too, and then having a cop that knew that he was Bruce Wayne go into his cave and take.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Forgot about that. That was the other. That's right.
Don't forget about that, though.
That's right.
Don't forget about that.
And there's a lot of dumb fucking Batman movies, but yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
If you add up how many dumb Batman movies there is, whatever, you could count on one hand that at least some good ones in there.
Yeah.
And not fill that hand up either.
Yeah, you can go maybe five, but that fifth is questionable as fuck.
Yeah. Shit, four is questionable as fuck, but you know. It's very questionable, whatever.
Oh, if you count animated, yeah, then yeah. I think it's a good five, yeah.
Oh, if you count animated, yeah, but I wouldn't count animated.
Oh, no, live action, yeah. I think four, yeah, for sure. Fifth one's questionable.
I don't know about four.
Yeah.
Four is kind of questionable. But I tell you, which one or whatever and shit is going to be your favorite, though? It's got to be Batman Forever.
Batman Forever.
It's pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Harvey! I'm Batman!
Yeah, Val Kilmer was fucking awful in that movie. I don't care what anyone says. He was awful. Awful Bruce Wayne, awful Batman. Terrible.
You remember that creepy-ass smile he did?
Mm-hmm. Fucking creepy shit, bro. Oh, my God.
Remember when he killed fucking Two-Face and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Straight up just fucking murdered this dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he straight up just said, wait a minute, I got a question for you, though. Well, he had a question for Riddler, too, before
he
tried to kill Riddler, too, whatever. I mean, I don't know how Riddler survived that, because remember, he shattered that glass above him.
And he ended up all shriveled and shit.
His fucking glass fell down. He's like, I got a riddle for you, though. Mm-hmm. I can see at night, but not at day. Why, you're as blind as a bat. So whatever. Exactly.
That little dumbass sonar on.
Why did he have to put that sonar on? Huh? And that fucking thing was as huge as a
Oh my God.
You could not have missed this fucking blender, but like this thing was
huge. It was literally a big ass blender.
You literally, but he had to do like that curve and shit instead of just throwing it straight at it and shit. And I love that there's like no protection around the damn thing either. It's just like, wait, you mean tell me that thing was that fucking easy? Shit, you should have just stayed in the fucking bat plane or whatever and just blew that fucking whole goddamn island up then. If that was the case, shit, I mean, you should have just dropped bombs on the drop. Hey, Outkast had bombs over Baghdad, bitch. Shit. Which, the reason why that song got banned eventually, Cody, because we actually started dropping bombs over
Baghdad. So, fiction became reality.
Yeah. Outkast should have ran for president right after.
Let's say, fortune teller.
Yeah. Andre 3000 for president and, you know. Jesus, never mind.
Don't say that. It might actually happen.
I shouldn't have said that, actually, with all the crazy fucks that want
to run. Yeah, I was say, you know who wants to run. Like, a couple people don't want to run. That shouldn't be running at all. At all. I won't name any names, but they shouldn't. They should stay the fuck away. Far the fuck away.
And someone asked me, you're not a fan of Kanye? I said, no. Never have been, actually. And they were just like, oh, you're one of those that can't separate the art from the artist, huh?
No.
I said, wait a minute. I told you I never liked him, whatever. He wasn't crazy at the beginning.
Just never liked him.
Yeah, just never fucking liked him, whatever and shit. And not, mind you, I mean, his crazy is bad, but his crazy doesn't give you one of those, like, I could never listen to his music again or whatever. It's not like he went out there and said that, like, women ain't shouldn't be appreciated or I didn't I'm just trying to think, what crazy shit people say. Oh, it ain't like he out there like assaulting women or nothing like that, whatever, shit like that. He's just fucking weird, but that doesn't separate his music from who the man is, whatever. He's just fucking a weirdo. I would not want to meet this motherfucker in a dark alley. Say that right now.
Fuck no.
No, I think he
would. I'd rather not.
I think he would even make Bruce Wayne shamble and shit. Whatever. Yeah, probably. That motherfucker starts shaking and hollering and shit, you know? So, but anyway, Cody, it's craft beer week. Let's talk some beer.
It is craft beer week.
What are you sipping on?
Let's talk some beer. Well, today I have a special one here. It's from a brewery out in Richmond. Is it Richmond, Virginia? I forgot, but somewhere in Virginia.
There's no such thing as Richmond.
Oh, it is Richmond, Virginia. Yep, Richmond, Virginia. Highly sought after brewery out here in the West Coast, because we used to not get it out here, but we get it out here sometimes now, even though it's still, you know, kind of allocated and hard to find. This is the Vell Brewing's Brick.
Three black dots, that's what they call it.
Yep, the Brick.
Three black dots, right?
This is a, exactly, yeah, it's also
They should call it the Craig from Friday. He's well known with the Craig.
That would be a cool name, actually. Yeah.
Like he picked up a brick to knock that big motherfucker out in that movie. Yeah,
he did. Yeah, he that's what he did. He knocked his ass out.
Yeah,
hey, the fuck out, actually.
You gotta throw a fucking brick at a motherfucker sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
I tell you what, that motherfucker didn't go down though. That was the scary part. And he chugged that brick like a fucking quarterback, like he was Aaron Rodgers.
I
was say,
I mean, when you go up against a big motherfucker like Debo, you have to resort to something like a fucking brick, right?
That's funny, because I'd have shot his big ass.
Or that too. That's what I would have done.
I mean, he handed that gun away or whatever and shit, and they was like, come on. And I think my mother would have been rooting for me to shoot his big ass or whatever.
It would have been like that scene in that first Indiana Jones movie. Where that dude took him with the sword. Indiana Jones is, he looked at shot his head.
I'm sure we've seen this in a lot. I think even in Captain Marvel, they did that shit where he was like, put the guns away, let's just go. And she just blasted his ass and shit. I mean, yeah, like, fuck all that. Hey, got shit to prove to you, bro. And you know what? I'm justified with shit. You're big ass, too, whatever. Shit, you on my property.
That is still some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. Yeah, but Craig, I love that.
Craig, a bigger man than me.
Yeah.
I'd have shot his ass.
I wouldn't do that shit. Yeah,
I ain't fighting him. Shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, he saw that motherfucker ragdolling his ass and shit.
Yeah. Like,
and nobody helped. I mean, can you imagine if it had been that little midget, too, to help?
You see that motherfucker's eyes? You know he's been through some shit, so I don't know what. When that adrenaline kicks in, I don't want to mess with that. No.
And he did put Craig to sleep for a minute, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's right on top of Stanley's Porsche, too. That's his mistake.
That's right.
Buying a fucking Porsche on the hood in the first fucking place.
Yeah.
What the fuck was you thinking?
He's a dumbass. Yeah, that's on
you. Yeah, he was pretty bougie. But shout out to Craig's family for not letting him shoot his big ass, because that's respect right there. Because I think my family would have been like, shoot his big ass right now.
Yeah, I think my family was about the same as well.
Yeah, so clearly we wasn't raised right. So
no, evidently not. Nope. Got the wrong life lessons.
Yeah. Got the or right. I don't know. I'd have been like, who got the? Now take a look at him. Now take a look at me. And I would have been justified too, because I got witnesses all around me and shit.
Exactly.
I'd have dragged this big ass on my yard and been like, this motherfucker was trespassing shit. Shot his ass, shit. Anyway, though. Continue with the Craig.
The Craig or the brick right here. This is a double dry hopped double IPA coming in at 8% alcohol. This is a 16 ounce can. Got this for about $7, which, in my opinion, and my based on this on the grade of the beer so far, taste room into that so far. That is a pretty good price for a 16 ounce can of some quality stuff from a brewery such as the Bell Brewing out in Virginia. I would say it's a pretty good price so far.
Yeah, you now, to a see nice that prostitute for $7, though. I don't know, Cody.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
So let's see if that value holds through with the aroma.
Go to Rite Aid and gets a $5.99 box of weed or whatever if you want. I mean, I don't what know. What
Rite Aid is that?
In Compton. It's called Weedios.
Weedios. Man, you got a lot of this is like real citrus forward.
That shit look danky.
It is a little dank in the nose aroma.
It's been a while since you did a double citrus. Hop too.
Yeah, double dry hop. Yeah, I remember when I used to a bunch of the Monkish beers. All those used to be like double dry hop for the most part.
Yeah, but now you don't like Monkish.
You're a hater. I haven't been to Monkish in a while. Yeah,
you're a hater now.
No, never that. Never that.
Yeah, you don't want to. You think you're too good to wait in their lines now.
Well, yeah, it became work getting fucking Monkish beers, man. Get tired of that shit.
Hey, man, you got to earn your beer.
Yeah. Waiting in line.
You ever hear when people say that shit? Earn your alcohol, earn your drink, or something like that?
Fuck that. I earn it by paying for it. And have it in given hand delivered to my hand.
I see motherfuckers like in the gym, the like whiskey people, they be in the gym, they like earn your bourbon or whatever. Like, bitch, I did earn it. I had a job and it gave me the money to buy that motherfucker.
Exactly. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Earn it. Shit. I don't have to earn it. Shit. If I feel like fucking opening, I'm going to drink that bitch or whatever shit. I see that. It started in the whiskey community. I see it passing along in like the other spirit communities now too, like with beer and shit or whatever. Like,
oh, yeah, it's all the same shit. It's all of them entitled neckbeard motherfuckers.
Earn your craft beer, Cody. Earn it.
Hate those motherfuckers. Jesus Christ. Did
you do 20 push-ups before you opened that can?
No.
I don't think you earned it then.
Fuck out of here. Earn that shit.
Earn your fucking liquor. You pass fuck shit. Yeah, I did earn it. I worked hard. I got some money. It was payday.
Yeah, I drove to the store. I picked it up. That's how I fucking earned it.
Sat in traffic.
Exactly.
I had a long ass fucking week. So yeah, I earned it. There you go.
Okay. Sorry. Kind of skipped ahead a little bit. Not gonna lie to you. As far as aroma goes, a lot of citrus up front. Ton of orange. A lot of orange peel. Just orange. Zest. Very zesty. Bright. Not a whole lot of floral character, which is usually what you kind of get with IPAs of this nature, but not a whole lot right now. Palate, a bunch of citrus. Probably leaning more sort of toward the tangerine side as opposed to orange.
Some cuties.
It's like, yeah, exactly. It's like that nice bitter kind of orange, like tangerine rind. A nice bitterness in the mid palate. Back in, get a little bit of that peach kind of thing going on. I guess the peach, some pine.
I like pine salt. It makes my floor clean.
A little grassy, a little earthy.
I like grass so much, I digged up our grass and I put fake grass in there.
Mouthfeel is kind of on the lighter side of medium. Nice mouthfeel.
I like when my mouth is filled.
Yeah, this is... Man, this beer is giving me a lot right now.
Yeah.
it's giving me a lot.
I like when people give me a lot.
I think, man, I haven't had one of these double dry hop brews in a long time, and that makes such a difference with that lingering bitterness and just the middle of the palate overall where it gives you that true fruit character. It's like I'm biting into a tangerine with the rind and everything. Like you just peel off the peel real quick and just bite into the motherfucker. That's exactly what this is tasting like right now. It's rich. And it feels natural tasting.
Man, that sounds like some liberal shit. I ain't about that natural taste. I'm trying to get some high proof shit in me, baby. Yeah, America, boy. Woo-hoo. Trucks, nigga, bitch.
You see, I'm a sucker. You know, West Coast IPA. That's my favorite style of beer. Period. That's my favorite. Obviously, that's my favorite style of IPA. So I'm usually more for sucker for like the tropical fruit hops in your face. That sort of thing. But I love what this is giving me right here. With just straight up, just all out of soft with the citrus, with those tangerine and orange flavors, especially like that rind, a nice bitter note to it is really good. Almost refreshing in a way. Sounds kind of weird, but it almost makes it refreshing. And you want to go in for more so you get that experience all over again.
Does the citrus remind you of like a Miller Lite?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, High Life to be exact. Yeah.
I forgot that was a thing. So you would say, like, on comparison, like a 1 to 10, it's like a 8 maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because, you know, Miller Lite got that citrusy. Like,
right, yeah, you got that. Yeah, that true citrus, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it looks citrus. It could be like Colt 45, honestly, to be honest. Like,
probably. Mickey's or what are those? Yeah,
Mad Dog. Mad Dog. When's that beer week coming up?
Shit, never. Hey, all motherfuckers didn't listen to that shitty beer week show or shitty alcohol week, so I ain't doing that shit again. Fuck that.
Drink some Mad Dog, Cody.
Hell no. I'm never doing that again. Fuck that.
Just small liquor, Cody. You ain't want none of that.
Just small liquor. Goddamn, no.
I saw that at a store the other day. It was in the back, too. I was fucking around with the store, and I said, yo, you got Mad Dog and like Hypnotic and all that shit? He said, yeah, I got all that. I just looked at him, and I was like, no shit, huh? And I went in the back, I saw that shit. I was like, oh my God, there really is fucking Mad Dog sitting on the ceiling. I was thinking of buying some of that shit, you know? Have a little Swiss malt liquor while Cody talking about his beer right there, you know? Mm-hmm. Swiss malt liquor, Cody.
Swiss malt liquor.
These people listening to this going like, they don't even know what the fuck Swiss malt liquor is now. I swear spirits is like such a hipstery thing or whatever and shit. There's no Swiss malt liquor. You got to be like, you might have to be black, to be honest.
I think you do.
Yeah, in all honesty.
It's sad to say, but I think you do.
I wouldn't expect like a random Armenian dude that drinks whiskey to know what the fuck Swiss malt liquor is or anything like that, whatever. He might like jokingly laugh at you, go, oh, yeah, I know what you have. But like, no, it really is like I think Colt 45 has become that stereotype drink to make fun of when it comes to like, blacks that black people that drink and shit, whatever, because they can't think of the other ones and shit. But the day we get Cody drinking some Mad Dog on here, shit, I think we could retire happily then.
Oh, you better go to some alternate universe because it ain't gonna be this one.
Yeah, I think it's in
tell you that right now.
616, probably where you're drinking that at.
Yeah, ain't this earth
and liking it too.
Definitely not this variant.
There's a Cody variant out there that's like that's drinking bullshit left and right and just going like, that's some good shit right here. Swiss malt. He got that same tank top on too, whatever shit, but it's a little bit more grungier and shit like that. Like it's seen some shit, you know. Like got his fuck me boy flip flops on and shit, you know, and got that scarf, but he got that dingy ass tank top. Like he's seen some shit, you know. Like he done been through the ringer or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like a Randy Marsh type.
Exactly. Yeah. He's always on the edge.
Yeah. Always on the edge and will fuck anything that walks, whatever shit, including a bat.
Yep.
Including a bat after drinking some Swiss malt liquor. So, Cody, now that we've rambled and let that like lingered in your mouth a little bit more, how's that finish feeling for you?
It's this beer is giving me everything right now. The finish is long, it's lingering, it's giving me everything I got in the palate and the aroma. It's that nice tangerine bitter rind note going on. It's that fresh peel zest. All citrus, just citrus forward. There's nothing here, just citrus. And like I said before, it's a little bit of peach, but it's very faint. This is otherwise it's a citrus bomb.
Well, peach has like a tame citrus to it where it's not zesty.
Maybe. Right.
I mean, there's that liquid that comes out and it's all like flavorful and floral essence realistically. Like it's been a long time since I've eaten peach, but I just remember the liquids inside of it because, you know, peaches and cream, baby. Peaches and cream.
So, you know what I mean?
I know when I feel a limousine. That's right. Getting freaky with my Billy limousine. What the fuck is a Billy limousine, by the way?
I have no idea.
You know, we're going to look it up now.
Oh,
We're going to look it up, whatever. That was one of the nastiest songs ever, probably, as a kid.
That was. I had no idea what it meant until years later. I always liked the song. I liked the way it sound.
Yeah, it sounded cool.
Yeah. And then you realize what they're talking about. Like, oh, this song is nasty.
Well, it was like, it always did remind me of like, when you go back, you're like all the nasty songs when you were growing up, whatever shit. Like, Ucho. Yeah, that's true. Billy Limousine really is a real thing.
So it is a thing. I thought he was getting lyrics fucked up. And he says something else, actually. But he actually says Billy Limousine.
Okay. Yeah, they even got Billy Limo services over here.
Yeah.
Wow. Billy Limousine is the main land vehicle of the Billions family. Oh, I guess it's in a show, too, I guess. So Ben 10, too, of all cartoons.
Ben 10.
That is the first fucking thing that came up, whatever. It's Ben 10's Wiki all Facts, right. Whatever, and shit. And apparently they use a Billy Limousine, Cody. Damn. That kid balling. I guess that's where Slim and them were getting down. Peaches and Cream.
I guess so.
Yeah. Then you got the Uchiwali song, obviously. Made me realize how nasty Nas was. Or whatever. And then I was like, oh, that's where you got that name from now.
There it is.
Oh, okay. I remember this Latino kid in school one time heard me listening. He's like, man, that song's nasty, yo. And I was just like, is it?
This beer. Yeah.
Sound like it's a winner for you then. Over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's a winner.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's a winner. I like the journey it's set me on. It has everything.
Still the same. For. Still like just citrus. Staying consistent.
Staying consistent throughout the entirety of it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been sipping on it for like a good almost 10 minutes now.
We got tasting notes on the can.
No, actually, it doesn't.
Nope. Oh, okay. I thought maybe it wouldn't, but sometimes they do stick them on there. So I was like wondering if they had any. Nope.
Just brick. Yeah.
How's the hops on that thing?
It's there's a nice amount of bitterness on this.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it's not West Coast style, so it's not like that style where it's like super dank. There's a bit of dankness to it, but it's not like in your face. Right here, I think they're trying to showcase the intense citrus fruit character for this beer right here.
Is the hops more on the finish or the palate?
It's definitely finish.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah, it lingers for sure. This is a very bitter beer. I will say that for sure.
For the kids out there, you want to explain what a hop is, Cody?
So a hop, you have aroma hops, and you have bittering hops, and you have flavoring hops.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what all beer needs, some sort of hop. So you can't make beer without hops, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one, a double dry hop, so they do two batches. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. So initially, regular IPAs, they just do one addition of hop, dry hops. And, you know, with other IPAs, sometimes they do double dry hops, so they give it an additional set of dry hopping induction. So what that does, it just dials everything up to an 11. That's what that does, basically. So the beer it initially was, when you give it an extra addition of hops, it's just going to bump up in everything and intensify in every category, basically. That's what that means. So,
do you dry hop frequently?
I never dry hop anything myself, no.
Oh, okay. I've dabbled in dry hopping, a few times in my lifetime. You know, I'm a little bit more mature these days.
Gotcha.
I don't really do that. And then like there's this new STD out there called monkeypox now. So like I've heard
about that.
I don't really fuck with that that dry hopping these days now. You know, because you don't know what people got out there now, Cody.
That is very true.
Yeah, life getting hard for a single folk out there. Yeah, I gotta tell you, cut you off here. I read an article saying there's the new STD monkeypox. I just went, my God, I finally am that guy now. I've lived long enough to see everything.
Deal.
I think
yes, you have, sir.
I think lightning can strike. I've almost made almost every amount of salary that I can make.
Yep.
I've worked in various job fields, or whatever. I've had property. I've lived rental. I've had lots of girlfriends. I've drank everything. I was engaged once. I've dated almost every race on the fucking planet now, or whatever, or slept with them. Now I've seen a new STD, My God, Cody. Strike me down with light now, Cody. I've seen it all now, Cody.
Yeah. I think you're like He Who Remains now. You're going to be up in your little citadel outside of time and shit.
Yeah. I think I am He Who Remains now. Yeah. The Bunker Boy was the beginning of it, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Bunker Boy was the beginning of it. Now it's just the He Who Remains part now or whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's what you are now, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm just going to stay in this whiskey room right here and just...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, build your little time capsule and all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, that motherfucker was so bored, he built a whole organization and shit. So, I mean, you know, yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, so you stay safe having fun just fucking that one person that you... I got to tell you, bro, it's hard out here. When I saw that, I was like, I think I'll never stick my dick in anything else ever again now.
Crazy out there, man.
And then I saw the toaster and I was just like, no, I ain't that desperate yet. No, I was like, no, not that desperate yet. No, we ain't got to that level there. And then I looked up Japan news and I saw them robots. Kind of was like, that could be a future. That could be a future, whatever. That would be funny if the robots start catching diseases next or whatever. Like actual viruses that machines getting shit, like they can pass that shit down to humans or whatever. They just don't. God just don't like me. He don't want me to have any kind of.
No, he doesn't. Shit or he doesn't.
Now it's funny because now I gotta ask, what's that on your lip now? Mm. Now, granted, I should have been asking that or whatever, but you know, YOLO, Cody. You know, fuck what it. YOLO. But now you telling me there's two types of things that could be on your lip now? Herpes and oh my God, come on. Like, the odds are just losing in my favor every now and then, Cody.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, if you had herpes, that was like, I had a 75% chance of winning, of not catching it, you know? Now there's two of them, Cody. I only got a 50% chance now. My odds are getting slimmer and slimmer now, Cody. So, I'm just letting you know now.
Mm.
Don't touch me.
I surely won't. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, so I'm putting resumes out there of couples out there that want a third party involved. Any takers there, Cody? Or no?
See, it's beer right here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Art of Lunatic already turned me down, Cody. He said maybe you'd be interested. And so I thought
I love the journey this beer is taking me on. Beginning, middle of the palate. Finish that lingering finish. Yeah, it just lasts.
You know anybody?
Like that citrus kind of little bit of a dank quality to it, and that deep tangerine bitter rind character. I love that.
This beer is giving me
all of that right here. This beer is giving me everything. I can't give this anything less than the last drop.
Yeah. What about your cousin? Have you seen anybody?
This brew is this is amazing. This is amazing.
Girlfriend, sister.
Once again, this is the Vail Brewing's Brick. It's a double dry hop, a double IPA coming in at 8% alcohol. Got it for $7. We'll spend that any day of the week on this beer. It is a bona fide last drop.
Well, Arnold Lunatic, Cody ain't taking a bite, so it's back to you and your girl then, whatever. All right, so better get some bunk beds in that bitch because I'm bunkering over.
Good luck to you, Arnold Lunatic.
Yeah,
good luck to you, brother.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, I'm up to be bought, people, so I'm just putting that out there now, whatever. Shit. I'm not fucking with these single women no more because they might be carrying some shit. anybody out there that just want to, like, you know, share, let me know.
This motherfucker.
You'll find major benefits to it. Trust me. Major benefits. She comes home complaining at you. Take a break. Let me take over. Tag team me in there, bro.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong?
A lot of things wrong with me, Cody. I'm not going to lie. A lot of things.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But either way, though, you gave it a last drop. And that's all we could ask for from you, girlfriend. You know? Very complimented. Just talk it over tonight. That's all I'm asking. Anyway, y'all taking a little vacation next? I'd like to join you. How about that? I'd like to join. That's all I'm asking. Let me know your answer.
Delicious beer.
Oh, okay.
Really good beer.
I'll take that as a no. All right, cool. Anyway. All right, so we're just going to move along then. All right. Anyway, so that's good to hear, Cody. Glad you enjoyed that beer.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Your happiness is my happiness, my friend.
Tag I appreciate
team,
that.
Tag team me in. Let me get up in there.
Nah, it's okay.
Oh, sorry, okay. Get right there. Yeah. All right. I'm good, right? Yeah. Okay, cool, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, let me know if there's any takers out there, except for Stuart. He's not a taker.
What the hell you just done? You know you just put that out of the universe, right?
He probably just gleamed his pants right now. Whatever. Yeah. Like, oh boy. It's like, no. You gotta be like at least in your 30s, okay?
Yeah, you fucked up.
Gotta be at least in your 30s. Only thing a 20-something year old could do for me is get the door. Okay. And I don't even know if you can do that right. So I really don't. That's how you feel like when you talk to 20-year-olds, like you're like, fuck, I really am old now. Like, y'all just have, you have nothing in common. Like you just like
I have it's no whole generation.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about or comparing yourself to right now, whatever. So Oh, so with that said though, I think Cody's done over there. He's
that's done so. That is a wrap. That is all she wrote.
Yeah, we gotta get off air because I got some questions to ask him now about
No, you already asked. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You playing hard to get, y'all. Anyway. Hey Cody, I got some blue run for you.
Nah, I'm good. I was getting a ball head.
Oh, okay.
Thank you though.
Got some pappy for you, Cody.
Oh, thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Let me know. Sure. Hey, if we sharing Hold on.
Misake. You better say soccer.
I actually was. So about Misake. Sake. Yeah, you know what? That makes sense. Or somewhere, whatever. Misake S2 Sake, Cody. My booze is your booze if y'all let me crash. That's really good. Glad to hear you had a great drink there, Cody, whatever. Tonight, when you wishing upon a star or whatever the fuck it is you do when you hit that bed or whatever and you look over. You
I do wish upon a star. That is very true.
It's kind of some faggotry shit. But,
God damn.
When you wishing upon that star or whatever and you know.
Jesus.
Look over at your wife over there, your girlfriend, you know. You tell her you love her, you go to bed or whatever and shit. And you got closing them eyes. And
this right before you. Right
before you close them eyes. You look out that window and you see me staring. I want you to look past me. Look past me looking in the window. Go look past me. Look at that star.
I will definitely bash you. That's not a problem.
Yeah. Because I'm just standing there watching.
Definitely not a problem.
Well, watching to see what the fuck y'all
problem
gonna do.
At all.
Yeah, I'm just trying to watch and see what y'all do so I can learn. And just look past me though, and you look at the stars right there, and you wish and gleam upon that motherfucker like you ain't never seen and say, God, please. God, please.
Cut that bitch out.
And that's what you would do. Anyway. With that said, people.
Well timed, Mr. Revenex. Well timed.
Yeah, he cut me off, so I gotta go on here.
Yeah. When he says you gotta just go off.
Hey, who am I to argue with a Rev, Cody? I mean,
you can't argue with Revenex.
Man,
do that.
You read from the Survivor Scrolls, Cody.
Yeah, so, exactly. Very sacred.
I ain't survived shit. So, I mean, some people will say I survived Woodstock, even though I wasn't born yet.
That's what I'm saying. When apocalypse occurs. Who do you think that's going to be the last person standing?
Who? Me? Oh.
Definitely not you.
The monkeys. I saw Planet of the Apes.
No.
You sure?
Well, maybe. But I'm talking about human beings.
Oh, human beings, whatever. Yeah. Oh, definitely going to be the last one.
Revan X.
Yeah. It's Revan X. Yeah. Probably all them pastors that was touching them little boys.
They need to remake I Am Legend starring Revan X. That's what they need to do.
I think there's a remake Book of Eli with him.
That too. Yeah. That would make more sense, actually.
Yeah, I think he has the book. It's the Survival Scrolls. It's not the Book of Ashanti. It's definitely not the Book of Ashanti.
So it'll be called the Book of Scrolls?
Yeah, Survival Scrolls. Yeah, yeah. And it should be tagline, cut that bitch off. Interesting.
Nice.
Well, with that said, Pip, we're going to get out of here now. Cody gave that beer last drop.
Last drop.
You get a last drop.
Last drop.
Cody got like 10 last drops already now, so it's... That top 10 list of his getting harder and harder by a decade or whatever. You know what makes a top 10 list, though, people? What stays in your mind towards the end of the year.
That's very true.
That's how you know. It's bona fide.
Yep.
Drop of fame right there. So we'll come back in December to see.
Oh, we will. We'll see if it all lasts.
We'll see if Cody even remembers this or, like, if he sees it again. She's like, Should I buy that again? $7 is not that bad or whatever. But
not bad at all. Yeah.
I don't want to spend that or whatever right now because I want to get that right there. That right there. And when he opens up that freezer to pull it out, and he sees me holding the cans for him and shit, and I hand it to him, whatever. I'm shaking because it's fucking freezing in that motherfucker or whatever, but mm-hmm. I hand it to him, whatever, and I'm like, take it, Cody. Take it. I want him to look beyond me in that freezer and pull the right beer out. But don't pull too hard now. You might get a surprise.
I don't want that. Don't want that.
I mean, I do, but other than that, yeah. Anyway, though, people, we're done now for the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Enough about JB and Cody homoerotic stories for the day. I don't even know what homoerotic means. It just sounds like a lovely word.
No comment. Zero comment.
Let's get them dogs in here. Let's see what they have to say. Then. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode, people. Thank you, Reverend X, for always chiming in. And, Chloe, man. I don't know fucking Chloe shit. Anyway, thank you for chiming in or whatever and shit. You just get random ass messages from Chloe and shit. Like, who the fuck is Chloe? Chloe. I don't know no fucking Chloe. Shit. What's I talking about now, folks?
Oh, man. You're a hilarious human being, man. Your whole life is just funny. Bunker, you make me laugh, sir.
That bunker boy life, man, that gets you sometimes.
You make me laugh.
And I was lonely. I just want to join y'all for a dinner. And then never leave.
Yeah.
Y'all go to bed. All right. We'll see you next time, JB, or whatever. And next time you find me on the couch. Hey, I made you guys breakfast. Cody, the girl's like, why is he butt-ass naked or whatever shit? Y'all want something back from the store? Yeah. Can't get rid of my ass and shit. I'd be like, God. Brother man from the fifth floor, hell, you ain't going nowhere. We'll be back next week, obviously. I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.